Now LFA and Cheap Trick New Teeth will take our hands and lead us briefly on board buses small enough to fit inside the tissues they're made of.
Hello, it's Cougar season again. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to ask that. Guys, you can't respond.
Yeah, why aren't you responding, damn it? Actually, just listen. And just respond if you can.
Yeah. I like that they do that on TV and radio all the time.
What's that?
They do something like they actually give a crap about the audience. You know, it's such a fake thing, like, you know, well, we're happy that you watch or listening. Like, thanks for watching. It's like the only thing you're listening. It'd be the only really acceptable thing that's you're not generally like, oh, you know, like, you're special. Like, you know, just the commentators, like, how's there? I hope you're having a great day. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like, they want you to recognize them as good people. They care about you, Jeff.
I think... Is it me, though? But I feel like they're treating me like a sucker. Like, you really think I believe you? I'll believe you if you say thanks for listening, because... You say thanks for listening because that's what your job relies on.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's having a great day out there in Sacramento. And they might actually believe that, too, but... It rings hollow.
You think? I don't think it rings hollow. I believe
like a beer
people.
Fart in a cave.
Exactly.
It rings that hollow.
I believe those people. That's why I watch TV all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just because there's something to believe in.
It definitely adds to my sense of community.
They're on the TV, which means there must be something special to those people, which means I have to listen to them.
I'm having one of those days where I turn on the television and it lasted about 3 minutes and then I turn it off. So I should be pretty happy about that.
Having one of those days. I'm lucky I'm awake.
Yeah, Joel, burning the candles at both ends.
It's not a big candle.
I have some news. This? You know what that is?
Is that a ghost?
It's my retirement account.
Very attractive blue bag.
I'm going to go to the bank and turn this into to my future.
Are they going to give you credit for the bag too? Isn't one of those yellow and blue makes green bags?
Yes. I don't know. I think they'll let me, I'll be allowed to keep my own bag. But they have the machine there that counts all your change for you.
At the bank?
Yeah. And so you just put your bunny card in and then it dumps it right in. And you know, better than the grocery store one, which charges you like 8%.
Yeah, they charge you something.
It's like paying sales tax.
I don't
for
mind
every dollar.
Since they don't have one of those machines at my bank, I don't mind paying that simply because when I do it, it's out of a big jug, and I'm thinking, so they're gonna take $11, you know, and I walk out of here with $160, you know, I'm happy with that just because it was a bunch of change, you know.
Yeah, think of how many hours it would have taken for you to count that, and then
you could roll it.
You could have made more than that working.
Man, just yeah. Exactly.
Good job. And I have another thing. We have a sponsor.
I separate my quarters, though, because those are, you know...
Yeah, laundry money.
Exactly.
Anyways, enough mundane details. We're going to get straight to the entertainment.
Sad, too late 30-year-olds are talking about laundry money.
Yeah.
We have a sponsor, though?
I don't know. You know, I don't think you need to be that self-deprecating, because that's just more depressing.
Can it get more depressing?
I don't know.
Who's our sponsor?
You have a living girlfriend, though.
Huh?
So you at least have a living girlfriend.
I'm not actually complaining. This is faux complaining. I'm actually very happy.
All right. We have a sponsor.
It's in the bag.
Discount Plus.
Discount Plus, every day at Fry's Markets in all departments, including Fry's famous over-the-counter meat department, with cut-to-order service by real live butcher shop persons, a rare breed indeed.
Discount Plus.
Fry's Markets, where everything you buy is a bargain, and you can bag your limit any day as early as 8 o'clock in the morning.
Discount Plus.
Everyone has to have their own bag, and Fry's bag is Discount Plus. Fry's Markets, where any old bag won't do.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry, madam.
Discount Plus.
Discount Plus. It's in the bag at Fry's Markets.
Oh, so that's our sponsor for this week. We have some more. I think they're the better ones. I found them online. If you go to look up a group called Negative Land, it's a CD my friend had in college, and then I eventually found a copy of it, and they do like a radio show or something. So they're big radio geeks and they're big editing geeks. So I don't know how much music they actually make themselves.
I think I've actually heard of them.
Yeah, they're like studio guys. And they're really interesting stuff if you're into...
So do you think this is...
If you're into counterculture...
If this is supposed to be a real...
That was a real ad.
Wow.
That they actually used at one point to... I don't know how they thought it worked. And for as awful as it is, I can't do any better. I'm not... My skill level isn't there, but... Maybe I should try to make it with...
I bet you could. I'm not trying to disagree with you, but... I bet... I'd be willing to wager if you had to, you could do a lot better.
If I had a studio,
well, that would help. Just a little bit more equipment than you have now. These days you could do that right here. If someone like at Maryland's or
somebody brought over their Casio,
right? Mm. You could probably sample stuff from online though. I mean, there's programs you can use where you can.
Just as long as the file can, I can record anything off the computer onto this. Well, recording this show onto anything audio, I just plug the iRiver into the speakers and record it.
Yeah, there's programs you can get.
So look out, record companies.
Yeah.
Be thieving you left and right.
I forgot, where were we? Did we say anything?
No, we're just
going to go over. Is this Tuesday? Is this Monday?
Thursday. We're knocking back recording days a day at a time.
That's my fault.
Next month we'll be back. To Monday.
Exactly. Round and round she goes.
Just so Patrick's Day doesn't throw everything totally off.
We had I'm just gonna say this. I know you don't want me to say this on the show, but we had a production meeting just a little while ago, and so the production meeting was in the middle of a take. I forgot where we were at when that production meeting started.
Oh. No, I think point of it is, we talk about whatever, and then sometimes I'd like you to go with a concept, and instead of stifling it...
No, I'm saying...
Your contrarianism sometimes stifles the flow.
I didn't mean for us...
As opposed to adding to a flow of the show.
I didn't mean...
That's kind of my point.
I didn't mean I was confused as to where the production meeting... was.
Yeah.
I meant where we were at when the production meeting started.
We're going to talk about your news briefs.
News briefs.
This scandal of the week.
My first story, I'm just going to go down the list here then. This first story I titled Sports Entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Uber Jewish entertainer Shmuel Hamson Weinsberger, that's not his name, Billy Crystal. Is going to get to play with the Yankees for a day. He signed a one-day contract, and I heard a bunch of stuff. I like watching Mike and Mike in the Morning. I know you hate ESPN, but they talk about a bunch of weird stuff, and they go at each other kind of funny. And they were mentioning how there's some people like baseball, like writers and purists who are out there going, they're making a travesty, a mockery of the sport, of the game.
Yeah.
And Mike Greenberg, the little intellectual guy, he's like, Did I hear you right? You're making a mockery of a game? And so, I don't know, because I'm kind of on both sides of this. I think it is kind of stupid, but at the same time, it's spring training, it's late in spring training, what's it matter?
Maybe a few more tickets will get sold at the gate.
Exactly, because it's in Pittsburgh, for crying out loud. But
then,
I think it's going to be, maybe it's in New York, but it's against Pittsburgh.
No.
And it's an exhibition game.
Spring training's in Florida.
Oh, that's right. But it's against Pittsburgh.
And he already played, and he struck out.
Oh, did he?
Of course.
Well, I was going to say, wouldn't it be fun, though, considering that row that started with the Rays and the Yankees the other day, and I know that was more against, it was about those two teams,
what was going on. Billy Crystal was...
Right, like, what if he had, like, gotten on base and was, like, on second when something, like, happened, like a pitcher threw at a hitter or something like that? And
if I was pitching for the Pirates, I would have hucked it right at Billy Crystal. First of all, he's not funny. He's not fun.
You would have done it just on principle alone.
Get off the field.
See, that in my opinion, would have been newsworthy and funny. I wish somebody would have done that.
Upstart rookie pitcher Jeff Griffin goes high and inside. On
why couldn't you have been Bill there,
Crystal.
Man?
I know. I should have lobbied for my celebrity pitching. So I only want to pitch for one at bat, and that's Billy Crystal.
You know what? We're gonna write you one of the Lions Tigers next year.
I'm going high and tight, baby. And you know, but that's not the first time. Like Michael Jordan did it, but he was actually able to play baseball.
He was still an athlete at the time.
And he actually played.
Like he played whole games. Yes,
he got hits and he competed.
Exactly,
you know, only up to double A.
He was a legitimate athlete when he did it.
Yeah,
Billy Crystal, 60-year-old entertainer.
Yeah,
I know he's a big baseball fan.
This is not unheard of. Garth Brooks was playing spring training for 2 years in a row. He was in spring training with the Padres.
That was a part of that was also a fundraising thing.
Yeah.
So that I give it a little more like, well, okay, but even still, you're right.
Garth Brooks actually got a hit, I think, though.
He got two hits out of 47 at bats.
Yeah.
Good they brought him up. Two hits.
Which will be two more hits than Billy Crystal would ever get. I think he could stay on there for 47 times and never hit anything.
Yeah, there's a few people who have done that kind of thing. And then there's always the George Plimpton thing, but he was doing it for the whole, you know, researching the book stuff. So
yeah.
I can't believe he actually, I don't know how he made that Lions team, but I guess it was a different era of football.
The Lions were actually minorly competent back then.
Item number two, Don Wells fires up the Marianne. I'm sure everyone's talking about this at this point.
Yeah. Oh, I got one more thing about the Lions.
About the Lions?
Yes. I think they must have cut. They've signed more players to high contracts and then dumped them more often. Like, they just, like, two guys today.
Really?
Running back Kevin Jones.
They got rid of Kevin Jones.
$2 million. He's $2 million next year. Cut. Just gone. Bye. Maybe re-sign lower. And then Kalim Edwards, a guy they signed to a 5-year, $20 million contract, the defensive lineman, cut. So, and these are... How stupid are these... What are they doing? I mean, football, you don't make as much money as you do in other sports because they play less games and there's more players on each team. And then the union and league rules with salary cap stuff. So you don't make as much money. So making $4 million on an NFL team is a big deal.
Right.
You know, especially for defensive linemen. And they're just cutting these dudes. You know? Guys, high draft picks they've taken.
I wonder if they're going to do those things like what they did with Joey Harrington in Atlanta. How they cut him, and then they re-signed him, like completely did a new deal with him, just so he could fit in their cap space.
Yeah. And they have no quarterbacks.
Well, that would... Don't they have Kitna?
The Falcons?
Oh, the Falcons? Well, no, they have that Redmond kid, and now they have Harrington. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all they got.
Yeah. It's like Casey Stengelson when he managed the first year New York Mets. Well, we have three first basemen, which means we have no first basemen.
Someone said that about quarterbacking one time. If someone says they have more than one quarterback, well, we're not sure who we're starting, so you don't have a starter.
Yeah.
So neither one of them's good enough to start.
So you say nobody. Good work.
So Don Wells fires up the Marianne. For those who don't know who Don Wells is, she played Marianne on Gilligan's Island.
So we're not going to call it Mary Jane anymore.
It's going to be Marianne.
It'll be Marianne. Remember that movie about getting stoned and then he found a girl and her name was Mary Jane?
Which one was that?
Half-Baked.
It was Half-Baked.
And that movie sucked.
Yeah, but stoners love quoting it.
Yeah. On weed. Oh, God.
So, I got a couple of quotes here from a report I found online. It says, a search of her car revealed 4 half-smoked joints plus 2 small cases used to store marijuana, according to the police report. Now, also it mentions there was a bunch of people who knew her and who were at the party, and like one guy said, oh, that was my weed, I left it in her car, all this stuff to help her out. And then the funny thing is this is not the first time that she's been linked to a pot bust. In 1998, her name came up after her Gilligan's Island co-star Bob Denver was arrested for marijuana possession in West Virginia, but it was unclear what role she played in that situation, but apparently she was involved in that situation.
Hey, make a lot of money off residuals, I guess.
I guess so.
Keep doing weed for decades.
They must grow some good stuff in Idaho. I'm just surprised they stopped her in Idaho, of all places.
I know. She's white. Idaho.
She owned the car.
She was swerving. She was DUI. That's what happened.
So, did we mention Spitzer?
No.
I've noticed that the New York City governor has very expensive taste. Mr. Spitzer.
One more chance. New York.
State governor. Did I say city?
Yeah.
I'm the governor of New York City.
Mayor. He's shit. He ain't shit.
Yeah,
it's not Athens.
It's all the same.
It's not like the ancient city state of Athens.
Ancient city state.
Yeah.
So everyone, I'm sure, knows about that by now as well.
We're going to send you to remedial civics.
And I was
client number 9.
I was going to wonder, because she's attractive, not to get me wrong.
Dog, she fine.
I've seen the pictures, but
she good.
What does she do for $3,000 a day, or a night, or whatever it is?
You know, I think it's not anything I've already had a woman do to me for free.
So why the? I mean, it's not because she keeps her mouth shut, apparently.
I don't think she said anything. I think she. I don't actually know. Maybe she did, maybe she didn't. I think it was just because there's a wiretap, or it was like a money transfer thing that got suspicious. Is why the whole thing was caught. Because
have you read more about this? I mean, because
I know it's illegal to move a person across state lines
for that kind of purpose.
For that purpose, and also if it involves a transfer of money, that also does it. And it's like, you know. Just because that's a lot of prostitution involves organized crime, so there's kind of a
conflict. Do you know this?
There.
Was she like caught up in a ring in an investigation was already established on this thing, and then, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's not like she came out of the woodwork and went, oh, I'm this call girl.
Yeah.
It's not like she was offering up this information.
Yeah, they weren't caught at dinner or registering at the hotel or whatever. You know, I don't really care. All I know is a big jerk named Elliot Spitzer, who was anti-corporate, anti-business, a Democrat.
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. Oh, he was the Attorney General of New York State before he ran for governor. He's also extremely wealthy.
He's got to be.
Well, his dad was a... his father successfully invested quite in New York City real estate.
I mean, that ain't cheap. $3,000 bucks.
Yeah. Well, no, but I'm just saying he'd be able to. His father was tremendously wealthy,
right?
And he had all these privileges, and he was quite forceful as a prosecutor, and he was a bully.
Wow. Well,
and
he's in for a good time now.
Well, his life is completely over.
I saw the way his wife's looking at him at the press conference.
He can't go to the clubs that he used to go. I was reading an article, and they're like, "Yeah, this guy's life is done." He can't go to those 10 clubs anymore. There's gonna be like, he can't go to his daughter's soccer game or whatever at their high-priced private prep school that she goes to, you know. So he's a persona non grata, which is what he deserves because he's a big dummy.
I feel bad for his daughter.
No, I don't feel bad for him at all.
No, for his daughter.
He should feel bad for his daughter.
Oh, yeah.
I'll leave that to him. You feel bad for what you did to your freaking daughters, okay? Not to mention that this call girl's 22 and it's like 4 years older or 5 years older than his kid. Oh, so why are you paying for sex with women about your children's age?
Well,
you know, kind of creepy. Not really the feminist supporter that he had to have claimed he was, being a Democratic candidate in a heavily Democratic state.
That's
client number 9.
That's some difficult water there.
Yeah. Well, he's an ass. And I'm glad he's not.
Why people?
Life.
Why high profile like that think they can hide something that permanent? Like, you know, and a lot of people get away with it, but
it's because he's so high profile, and because he was abusing his power as attorney general, and then tried to do that as governor, that he thinks he can do those things.
Right.
Which makes so it's that high. It's but not. But there's some high profile people that aren't abusive.
Right.
You know, of their civic duty, but he was. Which kind of makes it logical that he thinks he can do what he wants, irrespective of the laws that he's sworn to uphold. When you do something like that, he's the chief. He went from the chief prosecutor in New York State to the chief executive, which is almost the same thing.
Right.
Because the executive branch is in charge of enforcing laws, which he obviously wasn't doing.
Well, except for the one.
Yeah. Except for the one or three that he's fully aware of, you know. He knew exactly what he knew. Who knows exactly what law they're breaking? You know, when you like, how many criminals know exactly what law they're breaking when they hire, you know, or Johns, you know? Say you will go out and hire a prostitute. Do you know what law you're breaking? You're like, I know there's law that says I'm not supposed to pay for sex, but I don't know title code section like he does. You know? he's like, you know, banging this young hooker, right? Like, oh yeah, that's some good title code 111 part C, you know, or whatever. You know, he can sit there and like picture the book of laws in his head, you know.
He can picture himself pissing on
chapter
the
chapter and verse.
Exactly.
Yeah. He can chapter verse it like the Bible what he's doing wrong. Which makes him even more despicable.
Yeah. I would say he stepped in a world, but he didn't, considering he's obviously been doing it for a while. So mm-hmm. It's not like he didn't know what he was doing.
No.
The only other thing I have here is I got this because this word has been popping up in front of me in a bunch of different places.
Ginormous?
No.
Oh.
And I didn't know what the hell it actually meant, so I thought I'd look it up, and in case any of our listeners don't know what it means, they're about to find out.
Ontology?
The word is ombudsman. The password is ombudsman.
Yeah. How could you ever get that in password?
You couldn't.
This guy, he works at a newspaper, and he isn't really a fact checker, but sort of is a fact checker. But he's kind of like the guy that keeps, like, is supposed to keep the newspaper honest, you know, in a nonpartisan way.
That's pretty good. I mean, I have no idea what it actually meant, and you're pretty close. This,
like, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
But I guess an example would be, say the paper prints something that's
erroneous.
Erroneous or up to some kind of debate.
Okay.
And then as a citizen, you would like, appeal to the ombudsman because he's... works for the paper, but isn't directly answering the editor.
That's exactly right. I'm going to read the two definitions I got. One's from Random House Unabridged Dictionary. A government official who hears and investigates complaints by private citizens against other officials or government agencies. Number two, a person who investigates and attempts to resolve complaints and problems as between employees and an employer or between students in a university. And American Heritage is basically the same thing. Investigates complaints, mediates fair settlements between aggrieved parties such as consumers or students in an institutional organization, and a government official, especially in Scandinavian countries, who investigates citizens' complaints against the government or its functionaries. And it's interesting you mentioned the paper, because one thing I found is that's the one place in this country where they still actually have, like, ombudsmen on staff. Newspapers, news organizations, news wires. ESPN has one. I was kind of like,
well,
what do they have one for?
Because that's what makes you an... That was it's supposed to provide your integrity as an informational source.
So that person is the one who's basically making your company answerable to the public, ideally.
Yes.
Well, all right.
And it's by the way, it's ombudsperson. Joel is exhibiting his non-political correctness leniencies or tendencies.
That's right.
We're getting too wordy here.
I'm not talking about butchery people. I'm talking about butcher man.
Yeah. Butcher persons. We've got butchery persons and on staff here at Fry's.
That's all of my news items, though.
That's some good stuff. If you want to learn something, you can ask a Jefe in a Cougar Season. Send us an email. Just go to Cougar Season, blah, 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 blah.
And we'll look it up.
Yeah, or if you're one of the people that actually knows us. then you probably already have our email, which I'm not giving out. Just leave a comment, pretty much, on the podcast site. And
yeah, if you're somebody,
you already found it. There's no way you could have not found us, because either we sent you a link or you found the link somehow yourself. And if you've gotten that far, I'm confident you can figure out how to email our show or leave a comment. And when I was on Shono and Hefe's show, back when I was on the Shono and Hefe show, my first show, we used to like leave our email and all that stuff, every phone number, you know, voicemail. Yeah, used like four times. You know, despite our numbers were, you know, we were triple digits with listenership. Which I haven't looked at what it is right now. I don't even know if we're still paying. Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm paying for the website still. Which, shonohaffy.com might become cougar season. and I totally forgot where I was going with that.
You were saying on your old, your old show.
If you want to ask me anything, you can figure out how to do it, because you already found us. Blah.
Because you're
the
smart.
The old show, yeah, we used to ask people all the time for stuff, and it just never happened.
Yeah, it's 2000. We got smart listeners. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, they go to our MySpace page and say something, or
whatever. We have a MySpace page?
No, but we the Sean and Happy should have. We could do one.
We probably should do something like that.
But you're too busy sleeping all the time, so I don't know when you'll get around to it.
MySpace or Facebook or...
My book.
My
book. That's my idea. Don't steal it.
FaceSpace.
Yeah. But I noticed we did have like 38... people are listening. But I think we still haven't reached the triple digits yet.
No, I don't think we've come close.
I think we're in the 40s.
Yeah, that's not really close. That's not even half of the triple.
We might be over half. Okay, so what I was thinking is, people always used to say stuff like, oh, the next item. My contribution to this week's show is, do you remember where you were when? Because, like, the biggest thing was, everybody remembers where they were when Kennedy was shot.
Right.
So I had a couple of things that I thought would be fun to ask Joel, Chief Trunk and New Teeth. Where he was, if you remember. Do you remember where you were when Elvis died?
Yes.
Okay, could you please expound?
Oh, you want to know where I was?
It's not much of a bit with the yes and no answers.
I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I remember wondering what the big deal was, because I didn't... I mean, this is 1977. I was 7 years old. 6 years old, maybe. I think it was in the summer. I didn't understand the big deal about Elvis. I was into Kiss at the time, so
yeah.
I was offended that someone would call him the King of Rock and Roll when there were these four stalwart knights in Satan's service, you know, out there bringing it. Of course, I had no idea Kiss sucked so bad either.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I was 6 years old.
Yeah, so I was told how great they were by a playmate of mine. I was kind of like, eh.
Kiss?
Whatevs.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this.
So I didn't understand the Elvis Presley thing. And my cousin, she was like 6 months younger than me. Yeah. She's crying for days because her mother loved Elvis, and so she loved Elvis. And
so her mother forced that.
Well, she just associated that with home and with her mom, and you know what I'm saying, so.
Mom ramming it down her throat.
Exactly, so. I do remember that.
I think my parents were never ramming musical taste down my throat. They basically would just listen to their own stuff when they were by themselves.
My parents didn't either, although to this day I can't hear Marty Robbins' Woman from El Paso, whatever that song is, what I think about my dad. Town from El Paso, or?
Yeah. Town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Do you remember, I remember coming home from school and it being on television that Elvis died. And I vaguely remember just like them just pretty much being standing outside of Graceland and trying to film, you know, zoom their camera in to any window on the house, and that was it.
You remember it?
Paparazzi. Alright, do you remember where you were when you first heard Led Zeppelin? Do you remember where you were?
The first time I realized I heard Led Zeppelin? Yeah. Because I have no idea where I was the first time I heard Led Zeppelin. And the first time I realized I was listening to a Led Zeppelin song, I was like, oh, this is Led Zeppelin? And I realized I'd been hearing them for years. Uh-huh. So I don't remember that one.
Do you remember the song?
I think the first time I realized I was listening to Led Zeppelin, I was listening to Kashmir, if I remember correctly. That's Kashmir, right?
Was it when you were watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
No.
When he was driving the car?
No, there was a guy driving a van, and I was in the van.
And Damone's like, you gotta listen to Side 2 of Led Zeppelin 4. But then Ratner's only playing Kashmir.
Yeah.
Which is not on Led Zeppelin 4. Or Room, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Do you remember the first nudie mag you found?
Yes.
Or saw?
Yes.
What was it?
It was a Playboy.
Yeah?
It was my dad's. I don't remember where I found it. I think I found it in his hamper. This was after my parents got divorced. And
the belongings were being sifted.
I don't know what I was looking for, because I was looking for something else, obviously. I wasn't looking for that. I didn't know it was there. And I came across this, and I was like, oh, my. I was just completely and instantly taken with those shapes and forms and just, yeah.
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 Chicks rule.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I think it was on the Boy Scout paper drive.
Yeah.
Because always invariably, some guy would have to turn in those old Playboys, which now he wishes he didn't, because he could sell them on eBay for...
Oh, this is back when Boy Scouts would go house to house going, hey, do you have old papers you want to
recycle? Yeah, we'd canvas, and then you'd either go canvassing for the newspapers, or you would man the truck. And everybody in town would know that it was paper drive day, so they could either bring their newspapers, and then they'd invariably bring magazines, and then invariably we would scour... And I think it was Genesis magazine.
Genesis. Nice.
Yeah, and it was this chick who was like on the beach.
One of the convenience store regular magazines.
Yeah. And I think it was still in... I don't know if it still even exists anymore.
I remember that magazine, though.
Yeah. And it was just hot, naked, tan women. It was the best thing ever.
I remember the first time I picked up a copy of Cherry or Wee, and I was like, what a ripoff. Because there's a lot of words and a lot of barely clad women.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like a Playboy Hustler or a Penthouse or any of that.
Yeah, thank God I didn't find like a Hustler first. That would have been scary.
That's the nastiest people in that. And that magazine actually feels just it feels trashy.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it, like the way they lay it out and stuff, that feels kind of...
It's done on purpose.
Yeah, probably.
All right, so here's the Genesis magazine. Thank you for breaking my nudie mag cherry.
Thank you, Genesis.
And then it was a Playboy, too, I think, but, yeah. I think I was in love with those women for, like, 2 years. Without even knowing why.
You were measuring all the girls you met up to those women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because when I was 13, they all looked like Playboy models. And was that 7th grade? 8th grade? So, do you remember when someone first said, the bomb? Like, oh, that's the bomb.
I can't remember when the first time I heard someone say that, actually.
No frame of reference anywhere?
Nope. I can't remember.
You have nothing?
I can't recall.
You wouldn't even guess?
I wouldn't be able to guess, because I think it was one of those things that just kind of wormed its way into the vernacular, and I never noticed when it came about. I don't know when people start saying dude.
Yeah. It was the one time, for me, it was the time I was like, oh, Moesha's on. And for some reason, I actually decided to turn it on. This is the only Moesha I can remember watching. Because I have no interest in that show.
I find out how you turned it on.
Yeah. And then the fat one goes, oh, girl, that's the bomb! And I'm like, what? That expression's never going to take. Alas.
It did.
It's still in use today. And I don't remember when Moesha was on. That must have been like 10 years ago or more.
Well, you know, if it was in TV, it'd probably been said.
Yeah,
so.
It had already been used. But yet, I remember watching another show about urban youth, and they used bougie.
Bougie?
Yeah, bourgeois.
Oh.
And that never really...
Yeah.
This is a bougie girl. I'm like, what? Does that even... I'm like, oh, it must mean bourgeois. Because, like, you know, the normal black family, the boy liked an upper class black family girl, and therefore she was bougie. I think. I'm not exactly sure if I'm even right about that anymore.
What's wrong with you saying Huxtable?
Yeah. No, that wasn't the Huxtables. And that show got boring after Lisa Bonet left. Do you remember where you were when Brett Favre retired?
I was kind of young when that happened. Yeah, I remember where I was.
Where were you?
I think I was at the Limelight.
Oh, right on.
It's right here in Sacramento, California.
Excellent. All right. Well, I don't...
Any others? Do you remember where you were when the shuttle blew up?
Yeah, I was in school.
Yeah, so was I.
And then we had an assembly, and all the science teachers felt compelled...
Exactly.
To address the school because they were science teachers.
And have a moment of silence for the teacher who just blew into bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember being very apathetic.
I remember getting a lot of flack for drawing smiley faces on the picture of the explosion in the yearbook for everyone who's gave me a yearbook to sign.
Yeah.
Because they had a picture of that in there for some, because it was like some landmark event for everybody. And so I would draw a little smiley face and a little...
The shuttle.
It made like two horns, you know, where there was like a big poof.
You know, and I guess I'm assuming I was apathetic or maybe just, yeah, more ambivalent might be even a better word.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to get into space. You really expected
it's
to go...
It's kind of risky.
Yeah. It's a little risky, you know, going about 800 miles an hour or whatever it is. Off, straight up.
Yeah, off the planet.
Yeah, off. You're leaving the planet. Chances of everything going perfectly,
You know that you bring that up, it reminds me, for some reason.
And yet, you know what else? Sorry. That has done nothing to stifle our worthless space program. You know? It didn't nearly throw the wrench in the works that you could hope it would, where we stop wasting billions of dollars on a fucking space program that does nothing. I don't know why...
It sends boxes of metal in the sky.
I don't know why American taxpayers get to pay, fund a little pet project, you know, for a bunch of doors.
I personally like the pet projects. I'm not trying to disagree
really?
With you. So I'm happy that the system works that way, because I don't know if private industry would... they'd probably do it better, though.
They would. Mm-hmm. Because they would actually be risking something.
Yeah.
Instead of them automatically getting large... heaping sums of fucking cash that other people have to work for. So yes. Joe fucking Air Force gets to fucking go into space. Gets to be
like
one
the
of the lucky ones.
I just like the pictures. But what I was going to mention was, speaking of going up on something you're not sure if it's going to blow up or not, I was thinking about how, for some reason, I don't know why I was thinking this, but I was smoking a cigarette the other day by myself, standing on my back porch. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, I started thinking about the early, like, the first Norse people who started, like, setting into the sea. You know, the first, like, Vikings, when they still thought the world was flat and you'd fall off the edge of the earth at the end of the oceans. And I was thinking those first guys were like, I gotta go see what's out there, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's gonna happen. Don't know if I'm coming
back.
Yeah,
you know what they say, like, people, that whole bullshit. People used to believe that the world was flat. You know what? I bet fucking idiots thought the world was flat.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure most people, do we live on a flat planet where you can fall off the edge? I mean, it's kind of dumb.
Well, of course it is kind of dumb.
But they say people, like everybody, believe that. I don't think at any point since, you know, civilized history that people actually thought the world was fucking flat. I think some people...
But don't you think it's easy for you to say that now because, I mean, you live in a time where it's obvious the world isn't flat. We had no pictures of the world back then. I mean, nothing. We had no... There was no reason to think the world wouldn't be flat.
Really? The sun's round.
But we don't...
I thought... Yeah, dude, I don't think a lot of people have primitive beliefs. I think lots of people had advanced beliefs about science. They just weren't unable to prove them. And as long ago as the Greeks, they were proving, stuff about the Earth through mathematics.
You're right. And, Maybe you're more than right. You know, maybe you're righter than right.
But I believe that some people did believe stupid shit.
Well, there's always people
believe. And the Greeks believed stupid shit too. But they also were scientifically
inquisitive. They believed fucking little boys. I mean, that's pretty stupid shit.
Maybe.
Well, I mean, hey, don't knock till you try it. I don't know yet. But
no, I'm not interested, and I fear anything that's going to put me inside of a jail.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
I'm very happy that I'm afraid of jail.
You're very happy that you're afraid of jail? Mm.
I think that's one of life's experiences, like going to prison.
You don't need to do that one?
No. I can totally live a full life.
You're not going to feel you're cheated?
I'm not going to feel cheated for a second. I also don't want to steal or rape.
I think when you're in prison, you probably do feel quite cheated. Even if you deserve to be there.
Yeah. But that's the whole point. Is if you don't feel you deserve to be there, then they're never going to let you out. Until you...
Yeah, it's catch 22. I'm better, not really. I'm better.
Yeah. I'm going to do some more push-ups and... You know, I was thinking about, like, you know, to write my novel. Like, look, I don't have the time to...
I can't work and write,
so I'm going to...
Why did you write this crime so I can go to prison so I can write my novel?
So I have time to write.
That'd be...
I need a life experience to write about.
That'd be funny if someone did that.
Well, my writing teacher told me
like
that...
Like, funny in stupid way.
But yeah. That should be a movie. All right. That was another Cougar season.
Ta-da!
If you have any problems with any of our statements, please contact our ombudsman.
You can reach him at cougarseason.com. I mean, cougarseason@padomatic.com.
Yes, that would be our page.
Which you know that because you're already here.
Yes. Later. Get drunk on St. Patrick's Day.
Officially, it takes about 27 cougars to strategically maneuver themselves around a slow-moving snake-like passenger train existing in your brain before the train's twin engineers begin exclaiming things like,
here we be stopping, it would seem the cougar droppings have been clogging up the works, and if you please direct attention to the cougarhood inventing a fantastic array of ways to think about your day and effectively wash that fear from your head so you can
know what you want, get what you need, and get the fuck out of there.
Cougar season, no need to